Meet Jibo.
Say hi, Jibo.
Hi, Jibo.
A little over a foot tall, Jibo's round head sits and swivels on a stout cone-shaped base. And upon activation, this happens.
Welcome home, Eric.
Hey, buddy. Can you order some takeout for me?
Sure thing. Chinese, as usual?
You know me so well.
Jibo's not just a tool that you use?
Jibo founder and CEO Cynthia Brazil has spent decades researching and developing social robots at MIT. She says she designed Jibo to help today's overtaxed families stay connected.
Social robots are partners that do things on your behalf. They play a role for you.
Whether it's communicating with everyone's smartphones, serving as a telepresence portal for that family member who lives far away, even telling stories to your kids.
Let me in, or else I'll...
Ha!
And I'll...
Ha!
Jibo is still in development, but once it's released to consumers next year, Brazil says it will also be able to take pictures, serve as a media platform, and pass messages on to family members. Of course, ordinary smartphones already do that.
Siri, read text.
Tom, get Christina some coffee.
But Brazil says that's just the beginning, envisioning a future where Jibo takes on more responsibilities in institutions that are strapped for resources.
Whether it's in a school or whether it's in a hospital, whether you're talking about, you know, aging in place facilities or elder care. So the ability for our technology to step up and meet that ability to support high touch engagement, this is a huge thing.
And it looks like a lot of people agree. This week, Jibo broke $1 million on the Indiegogo crowdfunding site, just 6 days since they launched their campaign. Their open developer kit also means people can create apps around Jibo, which Brazil says will elevate the realm of Jibo's possibilities. But one critic cautions that we should pause before getting too excited about adopting a family robot.
Why we would want to insert into the lives of our families an object that, unlike the fathers and the mothers and the kids, you know, in the family unit, is offering up something pretend.
MIT psychology professor Sherry Turkle is author of Alone Together, Why We Expect More from Technology and Less from Each Other. She says there is danger in creating an environment where kids interact with something that pretends to care.
We have to ask ourselves very hard questions about what is the good that we think is going to come to our families by having these objects be our children's best friends, and by having these objects be the ones that our seniors will be telling the stories of their life to, because these objects don't care, don't love, don't give a damn, and don't understand.
Jibo's creator, Cynthia Brazil, insists that it isn't designed to substitute mom or dad. She even says she and Turkle are coming at this from the same place.
Jibo's not trying to do them for you. Families want to do this for each other. Jibo's there to help support the family in doing these things so that I can stay engaged in my life and the things I need to do rather than having technology pull me from my life in order to use the technology and then get back to my life, right? It's a huge different role of technology in our lives that I absolutely do not see it as yet another device.
As to whether or not users will treat Jibo as just that, well, we'll have to wait a year to find out. In the meantime, we have this to keep us entertained.
The city's central computer told you. R2-D2, you know better than to trust a strange computer. Ouch! Pay attention to what you're doing!
Christina Quinn, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
I'm standing here in pieces, and you're having delusions of grandeur!